Friday, March 1st, if you're paying attention, we are at the start of a crypto Web3 bull market. And I saw this tweet thread the other day that I thought was great about the four phases of the bull market. And my favorite crypto newsletter, daily crypto newsletter, Milk Road, which I've featured on here before, they took the tweet thread and put it in their newsletter yesterday because they found it as good as I did, and it's a post by a guy named Jason Yanowitz, and I'm going to run through it quickly. Stage one, he calls rebirth. Now this is when the exhaustion from the bear market still exists, and media and people, normies as we call them, are still talking about the bear and how silly crypto is. But while that's happening, something that you had 3 years ago that was down 90% is now only down 50%. So you barely notice, but like things are slowly happening, slow indicators in the right direction. And only people who have been around for multiple cycles, and I am not one of them, I was only around for the euphoria in 2021, you know, those people who, you know, so now I'm in the club where I get these notifications essentially via Twitter or Discord that this is happening. But only like the real crypto natives realize that the bull market has actually begun. Stage two is excitement. And this is where this guy, Jason Yanowitz, believes that we are right now. The bear market is over, right? Your coins, investments are starting to near all-time highs, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, the two, you know, leaders in the clubhouse. Some other ones have already blown past their highs, and everyone realizes that, like, all right, it's time. It's here. But, and he writes here, it's funny, your normie friends still aren't texting you, which is true. You normies. You're a weird combo of excited and anxious. Your stack is growing, but you feel like you don't own enough coins, which is completely accurate. Life is good. All your crypto friends are winning. This is the calm before the storm. Stage three, euphoria. Everything you own blows past all-time highs. There used to be a new hot thing every week, and now there's a new hot thing every day. And the private market gets crazy. Venture capitalists start chiming in and plowing money into all the tech. And every week, a new company is announcing a big raise. And we start to become mainstream media, the Bloombergs and CNBCs. They're all about crypto now, and they start talking about it. Celebrities get involved, like back in 2021 when the, you know, Justin Bieber and Neymar's started, Madonna started buying Bored Apes. It basically the bull run gets through and breaks through to mainstream popular culture, and it feels like this will go on forever. And then delusion starts to, you know, creep into some of your decision making. And then stage four, finally, disconnection. And Jason writes, this stage could also be described as insanity. Nothing makes sense. People who knew nothing about crypto, they launch their own token, and before you know it, they are worth tens of millions of dollars. Some crypto person buys a sports team, and these crypto companies start spending millions of dollars on advertising, and then you see them everywhere. And unfortunately, none of it is real. If you're not careful, your arrogance and laziness will cause you a rough next couple of years. And the next 18 months will be madness. There'll be higher highs than you ever had before, but that could lead to lower lows. And this is certainly accurate for people who are experiencing their first time through, as I was back in 2021. Not that the last 2 years were miserable by any means, but in terms of how it compares to what happened in 2021 and what I am seeing starting to happen and feeling and dealing with on a daily basis starting to happen now, it is a big swing. So hopefully for, you know, someone like me, I've learned from my first go round, and I believe I have greatly, and this time will be different. And he ends with, when you get overwhelmed, step away from the computer, slow down, and go for a walk. Because it does get overwhelming if you really dive in and dig into all this. So there you have it. Four phases of the bull run. We're in excitement. So guys, time to get excited. And I assume that some of you normie friends of mine will start to text and message me with questions and info or desire to learn in the near future.